Begin the current daf, Masech Tzeven, daf Lamedal, begin on the base, begin test the master, begin towards the Gemara. Ilamala, if it's above, Amai Bechul, then why? Shes asked that it's possible to answer that the Erev is in a pit and it's within Dalar Amas, which the Mishnah had said if you put an Erev in a pit, even if it's 100 Amas deep, it's going to be valid Erev. So Gemara says, what's the case to Oma? If it's a Rabban, then if your Shvis is Lamala, then you're not together with the Erev. You're Rishas Rabban, it's in Rishas Yachid. So they must have told me to burn the carmelis, which only rabbinically forbidden. And Ben Ashmash says it's permitted like Rabbi. So Tais is bothered. He says, I'm a Muslim. Maybe the Gemara could have said that actually, Yishlam de Hanais in Eruba, he's someone who puts his Erev, as we've said this, Yishla Dalad Amis, he has Dalad Amis in the whole perimeter, in the whole area. So what do you mean? Why can't it be that your Shmokim Shvis is right next to the edge of the pit? And therefore, you're kind of, no matter what the area is, even if it's what Rishas Haram, but you get the whole perimeter of Dalad Amis. So that itself should be the chiddush of the Mishnah. As it says, you're right. El the boy lishnu, but the Gemara wants the answer. Full in the skab and lishp is chutz adal amas min labar. I want to tell you, even if you intended to have your makam shvisa, more than dal amas away from the pit, do me the resha. Similar to the case of the Mishnah of the tree, which that we had explained in the Gemara, that ultimately lamal miyud, that's not good by a tree, is when the branch is going on more than dal amas. So we wanted to say that's going to be the same case of the bar, and the bar was saying that it's going to be valid, and that's why we said that it must be told by the comments. Now, more of a taste addresses, he says, wait a second, El Gabi Ilan, and the other halacha regarding the tree, the Gemara discusses regarding, so what is the qualification of this case, Lamal Mi is not going to be good. So the Gemara says, it has to be talking about Chutzli Bur Shalir. And additionally, we say that it has to be that, we say that the person, because the Rossi say the city is like filled up. And the Gemara says, moreover, that even Chutzli Bur Shalir, then it should still be considered as you have as Rosh Hashanah, because you have this halacha of Rava that you have the Dalad Amas all around. So the Gemara is saying even the Lamal Miyot should be valid Erev. So the Gemara ends up saying that okay, so the branch is taking out Dalad Amas. What bothers Tesis is he says, wait a second, Leirutz Latarets, and he's saying in the answer, he says the Gemara does not want to answer in the Skabon Lishvus Chutzlav Amas. Why don't you say that? What do you mean? Forget about the, even though a branch doesn't go out Dalad Amas, just say simply he did not intend to have his Makom Shvisa. And right there by the trunk, he intended to be out of Dalet Amos. And therefore, Lamal Miyot is not going to be an Erev because he wasn't Teich Dalet. That's a Teich, not the Regilis. Well, Lishma is the Karshal, and since it's normative, if you're putting the Erev on top of the tree, Lamal Miyot, your intention is to be by the trunk. And therefore, that was the question. So then the whole tree should be like Rosh Hashanah, since it's within the Dalet Amos. And that's where the Gemara ended up saying that, oh, no, we're talking about there's a branch that goes to Dalad Amas. But to say that his Kavanah was Lishmas Chutz Dalad Amas, that's not the norm, because generally we would say that his intention was to be Lishmas in the place of the Ikar Shalina. Ketimik says, not to begin to word the Gemara, but we're Vanin. Let's explain what this is, because the Gemara brought a Bryce there. Vanin is a type of Yarek, and therefore it's Kemichai for climb in the vineyard. The Gemara says that you let use it and sit in them on Shabbos, because there's no Gzeira. By Yerik, that Gezerah of utilizing was only by a tree. A Pirsha Korn tree says, it's Urshrish, which is some type of a soft, branch. Now, Taisa's Vineyard does not seem to be correct, because the Isai, that type of Urshrish, Kishahokshu, when it gets hard, Nasa, it's gum, comes out like a regular piece of wood, of Lila Mekshah, but Bryce and Delel, then it should have been counted in the previous price that the Gemara brings, and it should have said it that, this type of a runnin between those types of trees that there's no climb, and your lechalik ben yizrod and l'shein yizrod, that should have differentiated, depends if it's hard or not. Can the maflagah become like we differentiate by kalim, that in one case we consider as a yerek, in one case we consider as a ilan, because when it gets hard, serosa should have been counted in those when it gets hard. So therefore, rather sensitive, and it really seems to me, shushem min yerek, it's just a type, a name of a certain type of a yerek, which doesn't get hard even subsequently as a tree, and therefore it was only brought as a yerek and not as a case of a ilan. Next the master begins with the Gemara. Vamai, now why? Who be makam echav, who be makam achar? He's in one place and the Zayv is in another place. The place this comes to qualify that in which case do we say that there is an Isra of Binyan Stira even by Kiyam? Because the Mishnah had said that the Tanakam holds, if you put your Erev in the closet and you lose the key, it's going to be an Erev. The Gemara says, wait a second, that's what Taisa the master quotes. He can't access it, so he's not in the same place as Zayv. Why is it an Erev? Now Taisa said that they're going to say, Vahashtha, the Gemara assumes, and now at this point, they be Migal Eitzar. They were talking about a closet made out of wood. And, which is to have a kli, which, that's a vessel. And how do we know we're assuming it's a Migdal Eretz? When the Kamishani is in the fact that the Gemara has to give an answer, Hachav a Migdal Shalabain Maskinim Tomat, a closet made out of bricks. Obviously, but no, we thought it's made out of wood. Void moreover, the Stam Migdal Shabbashashas. Generally, when we say Migdal, a closet, and Shas, we mean Shalaitz is made out of wood. So Bim Kain says, Taisi asked, if that's the case, my part, what's the Gemara's question? Hare Mutal Shabbas a Kli, will it to Masha Betoich? What do you mean, Huva Ruva is not in the same place? It's not true. He allowed to break a vessel to take what's inside. Could not be paired covers, like we know from the Gemara Shabbos Avkov Menbav Menalef. Shaver Ad Mesachav is a person could break a barrel, little Memeno Gregors to take dried figs from it. At the time, it could not be some of the reasons like the Gemara says. Shortly, Mishem Dein Ben Nistir became there's no halachic problem of building and destroying by vessels. So we're assuming it's a Mekel Shalait. So why are we asking and assuming it's a Ruben Magamacher? It's in the same place. He could access it. So it says, what you could say is the Mashmalei B'Migdal Gadol. That the Gemara assumes it to be by a large closet, the Shaykh Bebin Nistir, where it does apply to be a problem of building and destroying. And because the Ibukadna, they have a Kli, because if you think it's a small closet that's a vessel, then my time is Rebbe Lezer positive. What would be the reason Rebbe Lezer, who disagrees and says that it's not going to be valid there? Obviously, we're assuming that it's a big one, and therefore that's the Gemara's question. But moreover, says Taisis, the Bekli Nami Shaykh Bebin Nistir, and the truth is that actually a different approach says Taisis. No. The Gemara, yes, understands the Migdal Shalaitz and that it's a Kli. But still, the Gemara is still asking you cannot access it because a Kli also is applicable building and destroying. Like the Gemara says there in Shabbos, that's called Bezim and Al. Someone puts a 60 handle into the part of the wooden piece into the metal piece of the shovel. He's liable for building, and that's a Kli. So you see that Binyan's theory does apply. Maybe that's the Gemara's question that it'd be stira and you wouldn't be able to access it. Now, then Taiz addresses, then wait a second, I'll become some of the Gemara says later on. The Mar Savar Klihu, the Gemara gives another interpretation that says, oh, one master understands that the Migdal is a Kli, and therefore it's considered that your Eiv is in the same place because for Aim Ben Yibikam Vachul, there's no Ben Yibikam. What didn't we just finish saying that there is? So Taiz says, Hainu Bahanu de Omar, that's by those types of Kalim that we say that Noitl Nabalim Marzim, that you let it take it. Undo it, but you know, put it back. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, of course, Beis Mabeis, let's say by the door of a Migdal, where you say you could take it apart, because no problem about Stir Bekeim, but you can't put it back, because Shemayitka, you might do it strongly, and then you can be chayv for Makkah B'Pachash. But you're kind of those types of Kalim that we say there's no problem about Stira. And because the Lava Binyam is Stir Gemur, because that's not a bona fide building and destroying. Or actually, we could say like how the Gemara ultimately comes out, the third interpretation of our Mishnah. The Mindel Kotter B'Nis, we're talking about that there's a lock that's tied with a rope. Now, says Taisim in the Muki Lab, Kotter B'Nis, but in fact, we say it's tied with a rope. Mashma Dafka Bachashari sounds like that specifically in that case is where the Tanakhama says you're allowed to break the lock because all you're doing is cutting a rope. And that's where we say there's no business to be killed. I'm the Shabbat Kli, we'll calculate also about to break a vessel and to ruin it actually would be forbidden. The Shabbat Shach Bindus to Bekalim, because it does apply Bindus to Bekalim, and that's why our Gemara is asking, oh, it's B'makam Acher, because there is a problem that's theory even by Kalim. But then the Gemara Taisa addresses, V'had Shar L'Shabbat Chavez, but wait a second, what do we do with the Gemara Shabbos that we wrote before? It says, you're allowed to break a barrel to get the Gregus that's inside of it. You see, there's no promise to Bekalim. That says Taisa, V'makil L'Bebe, Perka Mevi, the Gemara Bey already in Nephilim Gimel Beis explains that the Mustiki. Pirish, what does that mean? Chatichas, Hamadavakas Yachar, we're talking about that these are pieces that are attached together, and that made into a barrel. That's not a bond of a Kli, and that would be permitted to break a Shabbos, but a regular Kli is a problem, but still be kept. Now that says, Days of Avgav, the Libra Dribble Yazin, now though, according to Dribble Yazin. Doma that he says regarding, fragrant wooden, pieces of wood that cut my Lariach by you, that if you break it apart to tab the aroma, Patalav al Asr, that it's exempt, but it's going to still be rabbinically forbidden. It's exempt because you're not intending to make a Kli, but it's a Rabbanan. Because you might intend to make like a toothpick out of it, which then you make a Kli out of it. Mukilab b'mustiki. The Gemara explains that in that halacha it's patal b'loser. So he's going to explain mukilab b'mustiki. He's going to explain that the Mishnah regarding the chavis tomat mustiki, because the parach of the Gemara asks over there. Well, the lech Rebbe Elazar, doesn't Rebbe Elazar hold shayvad mesachavis of a hulu? What it means that a person could break the barrel as long as he does not intend to make a kli out of it. So you see over there that it's actually mutar l'ketchila, and we don't make this gezeira of oh atum miskaven. So then that's the Gemara's question. So why by breaking the wooden pieces, it's asim drabana? So the Gemara answers that oh because the barrel is tumah b'mustiki, And over there, we weren't geyser by such an inferior type of a bow. It sounds like when the Gemara with the Rabbanu who disagreed with Eliezer, and they hold that you're actually allowed to break the wooden pieces, and we don't make this gezerah. You don't have to say that Mishnah is talking about mustiki, even a regular type of a barrel. So what do you mean? Sounds like according to Rabbanan that there's never a case of steer bekelim even by regular kli. That's his taisin all the Rabbanan not mitzvah log meal. Now even according to Rabbanan, you have to explain the Mishnah regarding the barrel that's talking about mustiki, because the moment they agree you have a chayiv chatos lachzis by shinav, that if you be chayiv chatos, if you're making the toothpick to go ahead and clean out your teeth, then they agree on principle. If there would be an isser to make a toothpick, then yeah, they would agree to that gezer that you wouldn't be able to go ahead and break it to make the smell. Because they would be geyser atum miskah. The only reason why they're abundant disagree and say it's not a problem is because they actually hold that even if you make it for a toothpick, lachtz by shinov, it's only isser abundant. Because that's not a bona fide kli. Oh, so that's why not going to be geyser ain't miskav not miskav. But the truth is, in the principle, Rabban do agree about the miskav by malacha deraisa, and never says tesis. Rabban agree that you have to explain the mishnah chavis, which has to be the mamay mustiki. So, because or else they would be geyser atu a chavis, which would have the isa deraisa of stira. Now then, tesis says v'had the boiler of sheish per chavis is the rav sheish requires and shavis of malach that he asked. He says, what's halacha? Are you allowed to make a hole and break a barrel with a knife? And the Gemara brings over there that if you're going to say that when he's intending to break the barrel, it's just to expand the hole, that it's permitted. So you have to say that b'mustiki. They're talking about by a mustiki, and so therefore there's no raya from that question. That they weren't geyser in Meskav, not to Meskav. And again, because there's tesis, that's obviously by the mustik, in the same way we rejected the raya from Chavis. But says tesis, me ubi Rishalmi kamar masnin hacha. However, the Rishalmi says regarding our Mishnah, hadid etema, oh, from this we see from Achleg, Tanakam, Ramliaz, and our Mishnah, regarding putting an Erev in the closet, that b'migdol shalevin, regarding a closet made out of stone, oh, of b'migdol shalates, but a closet made out of wood, that would be not a machlekes. That would be like breaking a barrel to take from it dried figs, which the Gemara in Shabbos, like we mentioned, says that you're allowed to break it, even according to Eliezer, it's going to be a valid Erev. So from the Yishami that says that is in general regarding a wooden closet, it sounds like that even if it's not mustiki, it is permitted by a wooden vessel, and something would apply to break the barrel, because there is no Issa being steered by Kim at all, which Tysus is pointing out. It's not like we're saying over here in our Gemara that's only by a barrel that's mustiki, which is inferior, then there's no Issa being steered, but in general, there would be, as we're saying for our Gemara's Havamina, regarding Klishal Eitz, that there would be Issa being steered. So Tysus brought in his first approach that there's no Issa being steered by Kim. Our Mishnah is talking about by a large cloth, and there it applies Issa being steered by Kim. Tysus, in the second approach, he said, that by kli is also applies bin yistira, and not only by a closet made out of bricks that's attached to the ground. And Tosfos explains that from the Gemara later on, the Gemara explains that the machlekes Tanakam Rav Eliezer is there bin yikelim or not, that would depend on this principle too. Tosfos also explains that the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos says if you're allowed to break a barrel and take out the dried figs, oh, well then we say this steer bikelim. That's b'mustiki, which is inferior barrel, and therefore there only there's no issur being steered by kelim. And then Taisa brought the Yishami that says it sounds like that no even barrel that's not mustiki would be permitted to break, not like the Gemara in the Bavli, like in Masechtas Bei. The next says not to begin the words of Gemara. Neit mokam apras, you could take from the place where it broke through. Taisa explains that's going to be a difference regarding issur deraisa from issur rabbanan regarding this law of mukta. The Gemara brought a mission that says. And Bayah, that if you have a sealed house that's full of produce, and then it gets breached, Tanakama holds you can take the peiros from there where it got breached. Now, peiros Rashi explains, meaning, but lay mitzvah mishum mukta, and it's not forbidden because it was out of sight, out of mind, which is mukta, because it was sealed off, which the stomach of Shimon, because they had an anonymous mission is going like Rav Shimon, that does not hold that would be a problem about mukta. Now, so this test of a question of Marie, it's difficult to the Marie, because the Umbrish Bayah, the Gemara says, we're going to say the Bayah, the base. The Beyamtiv, regarding the laws of Yamtiv, there's Sassel Montana, Kerb Yehuda. There we pass like Rabbi Yehuda because we're more chomer by the laws of Mokta. Because then we have an anonymous mission that's saying like Rabbi Yehuda. I asked the Marie, what do you mean? Hasasim lon tan like Rabbi Shimon Nami. We just brought here in our Gemara anonymous mission like Rabbi Shimon also, because we just said that this stumble, like Rashi explains, is Krib Shimon, and therefore you could take Mimokam Abchas, which we're explaining that's referring to Yomtiv. And the Hakstam Adifa, and that anonymous mission would be better, because have a Basra, because that's a later Mishnah. So why does Igmar say that we rule like a Behuda by Yomtiv, because Stam Mishnah, we have Stam Mishnah like a Bishamon? However, me Rashi betir to Bebe, but as Rashi explains that Mishnah that we bring here in our Gemara, Abai Shanifchas, he explains himself to Beya, the Hodin Night of Makam Pras, this is you can take from the breached area, Loichashim Mokta. It's not because Stam is like a Bishamon. No, it's because actually the parents are not considered as Mokta. Since the only reason why we begin to as Mukta is because of the breach of the walls of the house, which Tavad Rabbanan, that's only Rabbanan. Oh, so the Muki Bavir Delivni. But we explain that the Mishnah there's talking about, where that's talking about rows of bricks without cement, and there's no biblical Isra of steel, only rabbinic. Oh, some of it is only rabbinically problematic. Oh, so that's not going to have an Isra of Mukta at all, because only rabbinically forbidden. And the Kachnam Imrin Bam, maybe so to bring there in the Gemara, Daf Lamed Daf Beis, that says, Tevel, untithed produce, Muchon Hoetzel Shabbos, actually considered prepared for Shabbos. And there is not even going to have Isra of Mukta. What do you mean? Rabbinically, it's forbidden to go ahead and to fix Tevel. Oh, Shem, of a particular Mukta, because if you violate it and you do fix the Tevel, it's going to be considered as fixed. So it's Taisa, Mashbud, like Hashem Mukta, it sounds like it's not considered as Mukta. Although rabbinically it's forbidden, but no Isra Daraisa, and therefore that's the same idea that Rashi explains over there. No, it's not like stomach kribishim. You're right, don't find stomach kribishim like Yamtiv. It's because it's not even mukta in the first place, because it's only rabbinically forbidden. Now, says Taisel Marie Nirlatas, according to Marie, it seems to answer. He says, no, the Hach, that Mishnah of the house that's full of produce that got breached, which we say it's not going to be mukta, lechashav stomach. Here's a different answer. It says, no, that's not considered as anonymous Mishnah like kribishim. Why? We couldn't say in that Mishnah, oh, that this is the words of Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because actually Rabbi Shimon said, because maybe it's not like Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, Stamas means we didn't want to say it's Rabbi Shimon, because we want to say the Allah is like him. It's not true. We couldn't say the Rabbi Shimon. Because actually maybe Rabbi Shimon himself would hold even more than that. He would hold like the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds they could actually even go ahead and breach it in the first place. So maybe that's why we didn't say the Rib Shimon, but not to tell you custom Rib Shimon. Although he, the Shabbos, in contrast, that Mishnah Sakh, the Shabbos, that's involved in the base, where the Machatan has said, where we say that you could go ahead and cut the gourd and put it up under the animal to eat, and there you could prove that that's Damash Nitin, like Rib Shimon, around the laws of Shabbos, because the Matzah Lanishni, but the Rib Shimon, you could have said, oh, and these are the words of Rib Shimon. But like I tell you, you didn't say that. Why didn't you say the Rib Shimon? This time, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi specifically didn't want to tell you who it is, to say anonymously, to tell us that the Allah is like Rabbi Shimon. And if it didn't say the Rabbi Shimon. But over here, we couldn't say the Rabbi Shimon, because maybe holds even more than that, maybe it's like a mayor. There was not a riot that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was trying to stomach Rabbi Shimon, therefore we only have one stomach, Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we're going to lose a mukta, so we rule like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Yom. The next time the master begins, the words of Gemara, Vamrib Zibri Zeri says, Yom Tov, Vamrib Chol, we said, we're going to Yom Tov, etc. So he's going to explain, now why don't we simply say that the mission is like Rabbi? You might explain the Allah of the Mishnah, when you put the Erev in the closet and you lose the key, it's Ma'avir Delevni, which it's bricks without cement, and you let it go ahead and take it apart, so it comes like you're in the same place as the Erev. So the Gemara says, wait a second, it was only said on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, you're right, the Allah of the Mishnah was also on Yom Tov. The Tesis Badri says, similarly, Ma'avir Matzaluk Mikrebi. You could have said that the Mishnah is like Rebbe, because taking apart the bricks is only rabbinically forbidden. Maybe like you must have made the lamed alam base. That keeping the shargina, since you pile the bricks, so that means to say you're setting aside. You want to still use it for construction. Fine, it's rabbinically forbidden. But that's a problem about mukta. Mukta is mutter ben hashemashah. So why don't you say simply that it's going like Rabbi? So the rabbi says taisis because in nichalei lo gemar rabbanan, because we prefer to go ahead and say that the halacha is going to come out like rabbanan. Karava, the Okilel Sefer that he explained, that the Sefer of the Mishnah, he explained, was like Karabanan, and therefore Taisa says that that's why the Mishnah, which comes after the Mishnah, we prefer to interpret it going like Karabanan, and therefore he has to say that it's based on a different calculation, and not to say simply that it's going like Rebbe, who holds that it's a problem of only we end up saying that because of Yom Tiv, and not like Rabbi who says, okay, so big deal, so it's Rabbanan, it's going to be mutter anyway. We didn't want to say like Rabbi. But Yishem, another person says, Dimkain, if that would be the case, that's because it's going like Rabbi, so then time of Rabbi Eliezer would come out that the reason Rabbi Eliezer would disagree that it's going to be forbidden is Mishum Disab Rabbanan, because it's like Rabbanan, who say that a Shmuz is also been a Shmuz. And the Gemara did not want to explain Machlekes the time to come Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, but Pluk said, Rabbi Rabbanan, the Machlekes Rabbi and Rabbanan. And because of that, they went and gave a different interpretation regarding it, like we say, Chasur Mechzabach, and Tanya, whatever, but we didn't want to say that it's, that, because then it comes out, it's already the same Machlekes that we have elsewhere, and therefore we didn't say that it's because that he's going like that of Rabbi. Rather, we say that because it's on Yom Tov.